Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Christina Broomfield hosting today, Friday. So glad you've tuned into our program as the week has wound down. Since Monday, I've had the wonderful opportunity of having Leslie Johnson with us. Leslie is our clinical director at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. She works with adolescents and individuals. She runs group and is a speaker in the Tri-County area. A wealth of information. Welcome back, Leslie.
Thank you, Christina. It's a pleasure to be here this week.
Well, the topic has been really interesting. You have brought so much to the table. Flying solo, being a single parent. Mm-hmm. Defining the difference between solo and single. Not a single parent for the weekend because, you know, dad or hubby is off on a business trip. But solo, where there is no one to lean on that can help you. You are the main and only person in that home.
Yes.
And you have really brought to light some real important, you call them tips.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little, it doesn't fit it.
Mm.
This is like survival points.
Yes. Yeah, you survival know? Tools.
Mm-hmm. Survival tools. If mm-hmm. you are want to survive as a solo parent, some of the stuff that you have brought forward has been just so helpful. And so I don't want to take up any more of your time. Can you jump right in?
Absolutely. You know, we talked about the tangible things like time management and spending quality time with your kids, and taking care of your emotions, managing your emotions. Trying to stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
But with all that, what you just said is key, that you're the parent. You're the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a co-boss in your home. And so you really need to be very clear on structure, limits, and discipline. And this is hard, and it's important. A survival tool, though, because you are solely in charge
mm-hmm.
of depicting how your kids, depict authority. And so it's very, very important in your home, per se. I mean, there's schools and teachers and things like that. But we tend to, I have seen, when we have loss or when we feel sorry
mm-hmm.
for our children, to let them get away with more.
Yeah.
Or to not be structured. And that's why I wanted to make sure we brought this to the table this week. Structure, limits, and discipline are absolutely necessary, even when you feel like I or my ex and I or my, you know, or God, you know, mm-hmm. could allow this to happen. And mm-hmm. so then, therefore, we have to not instill discipline because they've been through too much.
And that's, I love the fact that you're bringing that forward, because I think either guilt
mm-hmm.
that, you know, we didn't keep the marriage together,
yes.
or even widow, you know,
yes.
that this horrible thing, which it is a horrible thing to mm-hmm. lose a parent
mm-hmm.
As a child, but the guilt and wanting to make it up.
Right.
And so maybe we pull back from that discipline, from the consequences, because we just feel so bad for our kids.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you. Wow, yeah. That is powerful.
It is powerful. And I've worked with a lot of families where this has happened, and it really creates a sense of entitlement with kids. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they don't, you know, it causes a lot more problems. And so the intention is there. We feel, you know, we feel bad. We want to help. But it's truly not helpful. So be very clear about rules and expectations. I always recommend, and this is any type of a parent really, is to put it in writing. Put it in writing, put it on the refrigerator.
I love that.
These are our rules.
I love that.
And be consistent.
Yes.
And follow your own rules.
Yes.
Stick to them. If you say, if they don't do X, Y, and Z, they won't do this. Uh-huh. Make sure they don't do this,
yes.
You know. And so, and that is so much harder to do than it sounds. Make sure there's consistency, predictability, and structure. Mm-hmm. And that's key, especially if this loss was very, very unexpected. Well, it wasn't only unexpected for you, it was unexpected for your kids.
Yeah.
So consistency is structure, and structure, predictability is very important, you know, because kids, they can deal with separation anxiety. I mean, they can worry.
Yes.
My other parent's gone. Where are you going to be gone to?
Mm-hmm.
Allow parents to know, or allow kids to know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you will be, what mm-hmm. time you will get them, you know, just structure, limits, and discipline.
At all ages, too.
At all ages.
I mean,
all ages,
you know,
yes.
The little ones, sure, we act, I think most parents realize they need this,
mm-hmm.
but then that adolescent needs it.
Yes, absolutely. And they need you to follow through.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know, we just had a holiday where we celebrated, you know, families and maybe mm-hmm. mothers or, mm-hmm. you know, fathers. And when you have a kid that says, thank you for disciplining me or thank you for following through, it's like, wow,
that's a Hallmark card.
That's a Hallmark card. But they will. When these kids are adults, they're going to thank you.
Yeah.
Because this helps them know right from wrong.
Yes.
And it also helps know that even in times of adversity, there's still rules.
Yeah.
And there's still expectations.
Yep.
So I just harder. It's and pick your battles, of course. Of course, pick your battles, because we do know that there's maybe more pain involved or a lot more emotions running in the house. But don't fall into that guilt that you talked about.
We need to take a break, hear from our sponsor, but we'll be right back.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives as Friday winds down to our very last half of the program. Just closing out flying solo single parenting. And Leslie, before the break, just really pointing out structure, limits, discipline. This is important if there's two families, but for sure the one parent, solo parenting, not to overlook that and feel guilty and try to make it up by pulling discipline and pulling consequences out of that child's life. They need it.
They need it. Absolutely. They need it. And again, we started off the week talking about brain space.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how a loss or flying solo can be quite painful. And there's a lot of cloudy brain space because of the pain or the brokenness that you feel. And so, you know, a lot of these points or tips or survival tools,
yes.
you know, that we talked about, if we set some of those things in place, it really does free up our brain space to be able to have some mental management. I think a key I really want to hit home, though, as we wrap up this week, is the importance of taking care of yourself. And that frees up brain space probably more than anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, taking care of your spiritual life, taking care of your social life, taking care of your physical life,
mm-hmm.
to the basics of get your sleep, try to eat healthy, try to get some exercise in, however that you can do it. Take time for yourself. Set aside time. Establish a support system. I think that's paramount. To ask for help. To let others know if you're feeling pain. To you know, we labeled this week, you know, flying solo. Mm-hmm. To be able to put different lenses on and see that you don't have to fly solo. Mm. That you can enlist an army. You can enlist a network of people that will come along beside you and help be guidance for your children. Mm-hmm. And help you wrap their arms around you when you want to curl up in the corner. Mm-hmm. You know, to really create a support system that allows you to be able to manage all the different things that come into play with solo parenting.
Do you know, I was going to ask you, and we have a little bit of time here, when you talked about stay positive, mm-hmm. Creating a support system where perhaps there is one or two where you don't have to stay positive.
Yes.
Because staying positive to some people, in front of your kids and mm-hmm. Maybe at work with friends and people, it can just be suppression.
Well, it's not reality a lot. I mean, there's different parts.
I've got to do the right thing. I've got to say the right thing. Is it okay to find a friend and have lunch and just vent?
Absolutely. I think that is part of taking care of yourself. To be able to step away and be real. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to not feel like you have to, you know, put the smile on or to, you know, do your problem-solving pros and cons lists.
Yes.
And, you know, and all the different things that we talk about when we talk about positive thinking. But to be able to, you know, say it like it is. Mm-hmm. Talk about the pain. Mm-hmm. And when we don't do that, then you're going to have more physical complications. You're going to not have any extra brain space for all the things we talked about this week, because it will be murky, cloudy, and untrue, mm-hmm. you know. And so it's really important. And that's what I know, Christina, you and I do on a professional level in therapy, that we often have. We're the safe place where they let it go mm-hmm. and they can be whomever they need to be in our office, whether it's sitting nice on one of my chairs or curled up on my couch mm-hmm. with the box of Kleenex. It's important to find that place, whether it's in your personal life or if you could glean from some professional help.
And as you lead into that, as we close out just this last 30 seconds, when should they pick the phone up and call us?
You know, if you're really, if something is triggered in you this week that we've talked, and that the pain is so intense that you can't even imagine doing any of the things that we talked about, or if you're not able to function, you know, if you really feel like you're not able to parent, you're not able to work, you're not, mm-hmm. You don't have a safe place. Please give us a call, because many of us are skilled in working through trauma, working through loss, which can have been what led up to this. And to, you know, and I do want to, I know we need to wrap up, but being a single parent is twice the work, twice mm-hmm. the stress, twice mm-hmm. the tears, but also twice the hugs, twice the love, and twice the pride. And so embrace flying solo.
Thank you so much, Leslie, for spending time with us. I want to encourage our listeners again, visit our website, perspectivesoftroy.com, and give us a call if you're struggling. You need not walk alone. Until Monday.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.